To order. Can I ask a technical question before we call it to order, Rachel? I think there's limitation on Mary's ability to attend, or how does this work?
For this meeting, unless there's other official things surrounding the item, for the item itself, she could be here, but she will be participating as a member of the public or as herself. And I don't think, I mean, she could, Mary can stay as a panelist, but it's just that is when, for that item, we get to talk to her like a member of the public.
So she could make public comment if she wants to.
Yes, and if there was any questions that the board had for her, because she, you know, with contracts, when it deals with yourself, you can negotiate in your personal capacity, but it's just we have to separate her from the district temporarily.
And what about Bill? Any constraints there?
Nope, no constraints there.
Okay. Turn on my glove. All right, then, knowing that. It is 2:16 on Friday, December 4th. I am calling a special meeting of the Kensington Fire Protection District Finance Committee. So, with the call to order, I am here, Julie Stein, Don.
Here.
All right, and our Deputy General Counsel, Rachel Hunley, is here. Now, this is a special meeting, so public comment is limited to just the item on the agenda. So, Rachel, I will hand it over to you actually to introduce and walk us through this agenda item. And it might help if you could share your screen.
Definitely is which is Mary around? Can you let me share my
Let's
screen?
see. All right, I think I have changed it. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's good. Okay.
Okay, here we go. So the background on this and sort of the reason it the timing just seems kind of sudden and just it snuck up and then we realized we hadn't really thought about how the process was that the board could be able to consider this agreement. So there had been some light discussions along the way of after Mary's time as our interim general manager, and while our new general manager Bill is getting his feet on solid ground, that perhaps it would be useful if Mary was still a resource that was available. Her contract will end at the end of December, so if we wanted to be able to benefit from the time that she's gotten to know the district this year, and then also, you know, she's got wonderful skills in many areas, particularly finance, that we'd have to have a new contract with her to be able to work with her. Because, I mean, I should probably give a little bit of pro bono advice, but really, it needs to be paid for. So this contract, which I had emailed out a draft about 2 hours before your prior meeting, so I wouldn't blame you if you haven't seen it yet. It is based on the same contract that we used for Mary prior to her when she was hired for interim general manager when she was doing financial consulting. So the terms, all of the standard terms are the same, but I will walk through it just so you'll feel like you have a slight idea what I'm talking about. So it's a professional services consulting agreement. And I had originally written the draft, the term of the draft to be 6 months, because I was just thinking about, you know, a period of time where she might be able to help us. But I've hear from Mary that she has travel plans in May, so I've changed it on my draft, and now I'm recommending that it be 4 months. That's right, June, February, March, April. Yes, so through the end of April, and this would be hourly. And it would be on an as-needed basis. And so the rate that Mary has requested is $100 per hour. One of the things that we sometimes have when you have an hourly as-needed contract is that you can set a, which I just realized this is probably not 100%, is that you can set a not to exceed amount, just so everyone kind of feels comfortable about what it could look like. I couldn't, it's hard to know, I mean, especially from my end of like what that would even look like, but I could see based on past conversations that the board might want to have not to exceed. So since I'm presenting this to you all to get your feedback and also have you, if you agree, refer it to the board, I'd love to get your thoughts about one, the term through the end of April, how you feel about that, the hourly rate, and then if we should recommend a not to exceed at this point, and if there's an idea of something that we could have. We could also just leave it blank and let the whole board weigh in on what they would like to see as a not to exceed if they would like one. So I could stop there on these issues, or I could just get all the way through it. I mean, I guess we'll come back to this because at least we need to get to the scope, because that is the whole point of it.
Yeah, so run through the scope. I think that'll help.
Yeah, you'll know like why I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
The reimbursements are standard. There's held to a pretty high standard of performance, same invoicing as before. It says an independent contractor can't be assigned. All of the kind of typical boilerplate provisions that we have in all of our district contracts. And so the scope of this, and I would love any, I got sort of feedback on this because I was just trying to think of like the ways that like she could be helpful to the district after her term as interim general manager ends. And so this is my where I started with. So the first, so I'm calling it operational support during general manager transition. And we have provide information upon request by general manager or board of directors regarding district operations, provide assistance upon request by general manager or board of directors to general manager regarding district administration and operations. And then the third is just to catch all, perform other work related to onboarding new general manager. So that's sort of what the scope of it is, which is a little bit flexible, but it's the idea is just that she knows things that might be helpful for Bill to ask about, or even directors to be able to ask about. And then as you know, everything's getting settled, there might be some things that she could do for like a little bit, and then it passes back to our new general manager. So I think I'll stop at the scope, and also just the general idea of having this kind of contract, just to see where you guys are on this, and if it's something that you'd like to keep talking about and possibly refer to the board.
So I have thoughts. Don, do you want to go first?
No, I don't. I have no comments right now.
Well, maybe just on the scope, Rachel. Perhaps this is a subtlety that I might possibly be grasping, but I might not be grasping. Number two looks like it includes number one, but is the distinction that number two is specifically to the general manager, whereas number one means that Mary could also be directly responsive to the board. Is that the distinction?
The distinction, I see the first one is sharing her knowledge of things, and then the second one would be actually doing things.
Oh, okay.
More like actions, which, but I could, we could clarify. So that was for the two things that I thought the most helpful thing I thought would just be the knowledge that she has inside of her head. But then it seemed like there could be opportunities where like still doing some tasks for the district where she'd actually be doing work potentially if it was helpful and requested.
So does that mean that individual board members could contact Mary directly, in particular under number one? I know that I don't think they could actually give her assignments, or is this through form? Okay, there you go.
So we could do, and after I had sent this, so we could do something similar to what we did in the general manager contract of this clarification, which I could do this for all of them.
Yeah, that individual board members cannot give assignments unless the board is authorized that, unless the board has authorized that board member or that committee itself to give assignments or ask for information.
Absolutely. And I just had a thought. Originally, I had it just as by the general manager, but it seemed to make sense that if the board got together and asked for something, that that should be included in either. But yes, so my intention was that it would be kind of a collective thing. I'm not even sure that the board would even end up getting into this contract on the, if it was approved, that it would, it'd probably be just something where, you know, Bill's kind of looking at the scene and figuring things out and sort of determining where he could use some support or where he'd like to get some of her knowledge that she's been gaining.
So I know that we're limited to the concept that she could not do the kind of work that an employee would actually do. Is that specific? Is that sufficient because of AB5 kind of stuff?
Well, here we're in a little bit of a different situation because it gets tricky when you're putting a person in something that is under a specific job description. That's something that you usually call a job, and then you're doing it through an independent contractor. So here, it's not any particular job that we currently recognize or even that we would recognize. It's just it's really just because she's in the unique position of having been working with us, and that there are knowledge and skills that could be used to help, but not necessarily in any specific way, just about operating the district. And then it's sort of a short-term kind of thought. So here it's different since this is not a district job.
Don, I was going to back up for some of my other questions, but do you have any questions or comments about the scope?
No, it looked pretty straightforward to me.
All right. Could you go all the way up to the very beginning when you're ready?
Yes. So that's buttoned up. So then the other things I originally had asked about, one is the term, which right now it would be through the end of April, which to align with Mary's schedule.
So I had a question about that, and I haven't thought through everything, but I understand Mary has travel plans. Also, this is on a sort of as needed, as available basis. So, I guess on the one hand, if she was needed longer than April, we could execute a new contract. Or if there is an anticipation that she's needed longer than April, can she just go away? And then when she comes back, if she's still interested in being available to work for us, you know, in other words, like, don't call me when I'm on my vacation. When I come back, I could be available again.
Well, I think that just given the sort of uniqueness of this transition situation, that if this contract is coming to the end, its end, and the parties involved feel like there is still more use for these kinds of services, that it would be appropriate to either negotiate an amendment or a new contract. And it could be, I mean, now that, you know, Mary has been a part of the district family, like it could even be if, like, you know, in the future special projects or something. But I think that in 4 months from now that there'll be an idea of whether there is a desire to continue something similar or maybe just give Mary a call in the future when there's a project that she'd be great to help on and see if she still wants to hang out with us.
Sounds good. So I was looking at, you asked about the shall not exceed. A dollar amount could work, Or like an average number of hours per week in a month could also work. Do you have a sense of which would work better?
You know, I think a dollar amount would be, it would provide the kind of certainty for the board with authorizing this kind of arrangement. And it could always be amended if we get close to it. I think the hours would be difficult to anticipate what that would even look like. So I think that I would recommend just to, if we were going to have one, just a lump sum that we could always come back and talk about it.
So one kind of thing that I haven't had enough time to really think through what that figure would be, because I think it also sort of relates to going back to our budget and see what budget item this would fall under and whether there's room in our budget for this.
That is a valid consideration. And it's just a little strange at this particular point, which is why I'm the one presenting this contract, because now all these numbers crunching and stuff, when in order to get to this contract, then Mary wasn't allowed to work on it from the district side. So it's like we were missing a piece that would have normally been here. But so I think that if, you know, I think it would be fine if sort of conceptually the finance committee liked the idea of this. If there was one open term of what this not to exceed amount would be or a different arrangement, then we could, you know, bump it up or refer it to the board. And in the meantime, everyone gets time to think about it, what that could look like, or at least like, you know, what the first number could be. Or it could be something that was like a monthly amount. There could be a total, also a monthly. It's more of just because otherwise it would seem like an open-ended contract and it just gives people certainty.
Well, right. And yeah, Don, do you have any thoughts about that?
No.
Well, I guess I don't feel comfortable during this meeting recommending a limit, because I would actually like to see our latest financial report that will come out in our agenda packet and see if there's a place in the existing budget where we could find room for this. Because if we can't, then we, not only in addition to approving this, I think we'd need a budget amendment.
Got it.
At least that's my initial sense of this. And yeah, I guess that's kind of where I'm at right now. Because in a way, as much as I love working with Mary, I really do, I would sort of hope this would not be needed for too long, except for certain specialized inquiries, for example. I think Mary has really dug into some very specialized issues. And I know that, you know, taking over a new job, you know, there are things that you think you know, but when you have to come down to actually pushing the buttons and actually doing it, you realize you have to call somebody who's maybe done it before, or things might come up. So, you know, yeah,
perhaps another way, because, you know, in my head, it seems like, you know, the month of January is like the most obvious month when this contract would be useful. And then, you know, probably at the end of that period, by the February meeting, then Bill would have an idea of, like, you know, going forward, like, is this something that he anticipates we'd be using? Is it something that we would have a different idea of, like, what that relationship would look like? So we could go with a shorter term, like through the February meeting. And if it was something that was a better idea of what it could be used for or useful for, then it could be amended at the February meeting to kind of do the next phase. Because really in the beginning, this was sort of focusing on, like, like the immediate transition. And once Mary has left us and she walks away with everything that she knows, that it'd be nice to be able to call her up and ask her things and not expect her to give us free advice.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to put her in that position at all.
So those could be options that we tell the board about too, whether it's something that's a much shorter or something that I didn't know. So that's why I started with 6 months, because I don't know.
Can I make a comment?
I will defer to the chair on that one.
Oh, well, I wasn't really sure about, you know, we didn't give this to Bill to negotiate. So I didn't know what the implications are about him commenting. So I have to leave that actually to legal counsel rather than to
all me. Right. Well, now that the chair has recognized me, I think if Bill has thoughts about what he sees something like this being, I think it'd be helpful to hear about it.
Well, the comment was more along the lines of just, I can see how this could just be considered like any other consultant agreement where you, with any consultant, there's conformance to the overall budget. And then, and there's, I believe, certain discretion with up to a limit of certain amounts of money for consulting. You'd have to remind me of that, but anything sort of an overall compensation could be dictated just like it is with any other consultant. It would give you all of those controls that you normally would have. I'm not sure why this is a different consultant agreement than with any other kind of consultant agreement, I guess is what I'm asking.
I think you have to identify what kind of consulting agreements we're talking about, because they're a little bit different, and Kensington doesn't have as many consulting contracts as a lot of agencies have. But from what I'm hearing is that probably the anticipated amount of a contract like this, it's only because right now, I guess it's the district's contracting procedures, but if it was something where if it was a shorter agreement to get to like February, but then going forward, if it was within the purview of the general manager and your contracting authority, then you kind of move it to your bucket.
I wasn't specifically asking in terms of trying to gain discretion to a degree. It was more just acknowledging the fact that the overall budget is a way to control the spending. So that's one route. You just do a budget amendment that limits it. And the other way is that you on whatever basis, a month to month, but it doesn't have to necessarily be part of this contract, that you determine what those limits are. You know, asking for approval to spend X amount of money for a certain period of time. That's all. You know, for example, you know, there are various consultants that like Mac 5 is a consultant, right? There's, you know, the architect has been a consultant. I mean, all those fell within certain budget guidelines, I assume.
But also project budgets. They fell within project budgets too.
Well, I imagine that probably all those contracts have similar terms about not to exceed the amount and stuff, but I would have to look at it. But for here, I mean, it's feeling like it's in a weird situation because I'm a lawyer presenting this contract, and usually there'd be someone number crunching to go along with it. So, you know, if we wanted to move it forward to the board, we could have the 4 months as a placeholder, or it could be just until the February meeting as a placeholder. And then once Bill's fully on board and sort of there's the pieces are in place to have a better educated guess about what the future could look like. So this could be just to kind of get us to that point.
So another suggestion, just in terms of possible options, could be, and maybe we could discuss this at the board meeting, but we could just wait until after January 1st, and at the first, and Mary, get a break after the holidays. And at the first January board meeting where Bill is officially in place, he could bring a proposal to the board for these services. So that would mean there'd be a downtime. What's the date of the January board meeting?
I think it's the 13th. My only thought with that was that it being the first meeting, and if there was a gap before that, I was just thinking about Mary getting questions from people and not being under a contract and not getting paid.
I see. Yeah, well, we wouldn't want that to happen. Well, we could put a list of all the variables and the board could discuss it, but I'd be willing to recommend going through February. What do you think? And then Bill could bring it back to the board if he thinks he needs more. What do you have any thoughts about that, Don?
Well, I guess it's sort of guessing. And I think that I wouldn't make it too short because I think the learning curve is going to be a little bit. I mean, there's, you know, it took you more than a month or two, Mary. So, I don't see any mutual basically anybody could get out of the contract, you know. So if Mary was done, all she has to say is I'm done, and I'm not going to, I'll be leaving early, or so it just seems like that flexibility is not there, unless I missed something.
So this, let's look at our termination provision. Yep. The district can cancel at any time.
Okay. And I actually hadn't read that. So, okay.
Yeah, well, I kind of threw this on you. So that is true, but you know, if things weren't going in a way that people liked or there was no use for it anymore, it could just be canceled.
So, I mean, I'm happy to keep it through April 30th, but I think we should have a not to exceed clause in it. Most of our contracts do. And I think that this kind of dovetails with what we sort of talked about at the beginning of the call a bit, and what we'll be talking about with Brent Ives in January. I mean, I think our board really needs to lay out the footprint of the general manager job and in more detail, and allocating time across projects. And also, I had wanted to see the board address at our upcoming meeting the same kind of footprint for the public safety building. What are the roles and responsibilities of MAC-5 as the project manager? What is the role of our general manager? Will we have any board committees who are authorized to give direction on the project? It's kind of like, I feel like I need to see all these pieces of the puzzle come together and in proportion, because I wouldn't want Mary to be relied upon, you know, for sort of continued general administration longer than we need her to be. So I'm fine with the proposed April 30th, but I think that I would personally need time between now and our board meeting to think through. I mean, I could do it based on a mental average number of hours per month that would seem reasonable and then come up with a dollar figure, but I'm not exactly ready to do that yet today, also because I didn't have a chance to look at where we would find room for this in the budget.
Totally. Well, I think this is would be a great thing for the board to talk about. And just for food for thought, the not to exceed from the very first contract that we had with Mary, it was $5,000. Just put that number out there.
Oh, I remember that. That was only for about a week and a half, though, or something, or 2 weeks.
It was, yes. although here would be, so that'd be basically 50 hours. So I figured I'd throw it out there, and I think that everyone can think about it, and then we'll, the board, as the board, will have more time to think about this, and they won't be, it won't be sprung on them the day of like it was with you guys. So I think that unless there's anything, we got our scope tweaked a little bit. So if there's anything else, I think that I'd be comfortable leaving this blank there, because I think it would be a great board discussion.
You know, I think the distinction between the first consulting contract with Mary was that she was essentially scooping everything up as fast as possible from RGS. So she wasn't phasing out, she was phasing in.
Yes.
Exactly. So it was the other way around. But why don't we, Don, okay, I would say that I'm at least open to asking the full board to discuss this consulting contract and potentially agree to execute it at our December meeting. What do you think?
I would think if you can bring it all done, then you don't get into discussions that go on and on forever. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see it, you know, where we think it ought to be.
Well, does that mean that you want to propose a compensation limit today?
I guess so.
Well, I can do some back the envelope calculations. What do you propose?
Well, I'm one step today behind, so I don't have an amount.
So I think that it could just be viewed as like not even the what you think might be spent, but sort of like what makes everybody feel comfortable with the contract. Like if you want to start at you know, like $2,500, then you kind of work your way through that. And if you get to the end, then we just come back and we re-up it, having known what it is. So it's like kind of like first month. And I think it's hard to even be able to sort of guess how little you, I mean, it might be that it's not very many. And then if you had just like, you know, 40 hours on your contract, then that might be all you need. Or maybe you need more. I mean, 5,000, sort of going back to her first one, which was a different circumstance, that would be basically 50 hours.
Well, I have two questions. First of all, did you get a sense from Mary about how much time she could even devote to this? Did she have like an upper bound on average?
I did not. Is Mary still hanging out with us?
Yeah, I'm here. My video's off because it's just skewed. It'd
be great to hear from Mary.
Yeah, as far as my time limitations, I have other projects going on, but I have available time. I wouldn't think that there's a lot of need for hours. It just depends on, you know, what kind of comes up and what maybe we don't manage to get through that comes up in January that we didn't think of, but I wouldn't see it as being too many hours. So I think a smaller limit is probably fine.
So here's a benchmark. According to my quick count on my phone, there's 17 weeks between January 1st and April 30th. So 5 hours a week for 17 weeks would be 85 hours at $100 is $8,500. And that would be 5 hours a week. So on average. So if we wanted to go less than 5 hours a week on average, like 3 hours a week, that's 17 times 3 is 51 hours times 100 is that gets you to the 5,100. So that's like 3 hours a week on average for 4 months.
I would tend, I think, to make it a higher number, because then you can, if you don't use it up, it's fine. Otherwise, you have to come back and do all this again. So I could go as far as $10,000, nice round number, but I wouldn't make it so low that it kind of burns out too early.
Well, I would like to provide incentive though to not have to top it up, you know, So that's the flip side of it. Because sometimes if the time is there, it gets used.
What if we had, well, I guess if we want to keep things focused, and we could just have two suggestions. One could be $5,000, one could be $10,000, and then we have choice A and B. Numbers can be run in the meantime. I think that I think it's 6 to 1.5 dozen to the other. It's the purpose of this number is more for people to just feel comfortable that things aren't going to get out of line with spending. And so for that, it's, yeah, I don't know which way that goes. So we could either, depends on you guys. We could give two, or we could just throw in a 5,000 or a 10,000, and then the board can decide if they think that's too high or not.
For what it's worth, again, my hope is that it would be very limited. Otherwise, I think there'd be a problem. So.
Yeah, and it's like it's something that would be like the highest at the first week of January, and then probably go very low very soon, unless there was just happened to be a special project, and that would be a little bit different.
I mean, having done two transitions previously, that was the case. It was the first month that just needed a few questions answered, and then at that point, it wasn't necessary. So, and I'd trust Mary's opinion on that as well.
What about 7,500, Don? Would you be willing to agree to that?
Sure, that's fine. And I think we all know that the money will be used up in the first month or 6 weeks, pretty much. And it'll tail off quickly.
We've yet to propose something to the full board that went through unmodified.
Maybe it's the first one.
So we might as well come up with something reasonable and then explain how we got to it and see what people say.
I think 75 makes sense. I think it's a great recommendation. So we'll go from there.
It's $18.75 a month. I don't think that's unreasonable. And if half of that got spent in the first month, then it would definitely need to taper off pretty quickly. I mean, if twice that got spent, $18.75 times two. So let's see if we have any public comment on this one. Not seeing any hands raised. So do you have what you need from us, Rachel?
Yes. Do you all take formal actions when you refer things to the board, or you can direct me?
Well, let's see. There's just
I have been directed, so I'm good, unless we want to have a motion.
There's just two of us, so I guess we both have to vote the same way, or we're stalled. So, Don, are we in agreement to refer this agreement to the full board for consideration at our December meeting with a termination date of April 30th, 2021? With a not to exceed compensation of $7,500 and effective January 1.
Yes. I think yes. And I think explaining you could expect most of that to be used up in the first month or 6 weeks. I think they'll buy that.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All in favor? I think we're both in favor. I think we're good.
All right. I feel comfortable.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that's actually, we've gone to the public, no hands raised. So I think that's all we had for today. We completed our agenda. So I think we're good.
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks everybody. And see most of you back next Wednesday.
Wednesday, all right.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.